This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 10 minutes past 8. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and let's get into our conversation for this morning. But before we go into any of those details, I'd just like to bring us up to speed. If you've been following the recent political instability and crisis in the state, you would know that most recently there's been an intervention by the president trying to resolve the issues between the governor of Rivers State, Siminalayi Fubara, and the FCT minister, Yesom Wike. And also very recently, we had the former governor and FCT minister speak, and some of the things that he said with regards to what has been happening in the state is what I would like us to listen to, because it's also going to form an integral part of this conversation. Now, he spoke and he said that the crisis in the state is a political party affair. Let us listen. He says it is not ethnic, but a party affair.
That's why we should ask questions. What happened? Then we go to this point. Then you can be in a position to now know the simple truth. Our party is looking to it. That's what I will say. But let us not be saying that this and that. Every politician has his own interest. Every politician. So that's where I will stop. I don't want to go into details. But let us know that all of us are one.
That wasn't all. He actually said that during a visit of South-South leaders. But he said more. And some other things that he said, I'd like us to listen. It has a lot to do with the House of Assembly. And he was also making certain clarifications that there was nothing targeted at the Ijaw Nation. This was him.
Well, when it does not favor us, we are in politics. There are a lot of internal wranglings. That does not mean that in that internal wranglings, they will not settle within their family. But to come out to say, oh, they want to do this against the job, that's very wrong. I was an instrument. I had every power then to say where this thing is going to. So when things are wrong, you ask questions.
And this was the part that got a lot of people talking, where he talked about his base and structure. This was what the FCT minister said on that one.
A political structure. Before he left this country, he had a political structure. Will he allow anybody to just cut you out immediately? Everybody has a base, it's not true.
Yes, sir.
If you take my base, I'm not politically relevant. You can turn it to economic, anything you want to say. It's your business. At the appropriate time, we will know who's right. I will know who's wrong.
Well, there you heard former governor of Rivers State and currently FCT minister. My guest in the studio will be doing justice to this conversation. And we have with us, first in the studio, introducing is a leader of the Ijaw Nation, a former spokesperson for PANDEF, an elder statesman. I'm talking about no other than High Chief Anabs Sarah Igbe with us in the studio. Sir, you're welcome, and thank you for making our time to join us.
Good morning, thank you.
And we also have with us the chairman of the PFN in Rivers State, Minaibi Dagogo Jack. Sir, thank you for making our time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Gentlemen, Chief, I'd like to start with you because, I mean, we heard what the governor, former governor, I beg your pardon, had suggested and what he has said about the crisis. But for many people, what we did not understand was what could have been the cause. Now, we are aware that meetings were held and you were involved in one of those meetings with the governor of Rivers State. Many also expected you to be part of this delegation that went to see the FCT minister. What exactly, what meetings, what conversations were held? Was it made known, whatever could be the reason that led to what we saw in the past couple of days in Rivers State?
Thank you very much. First of all, let me clear the impression of the former governor. Party ends after election. The moment the government is formed, it becomes a government of the state. Whether you belong to that party, you don't belong to that party, it doesn't matter. A governor is a governor of all the parties. And when you plan to remove the governor from a mutiny or coup, you are not attacking only the governor, but you're attacking the entire state. Because the governor is the governor of the state. We saw what happened 2 days ago when the governor was attacked by the police, shot at the governor using water on the governor. That shows a level of disrespect to the office of the governor as well as to the people of River State. Whereas the governor is a symbol of the state. It's no longer a party. It's no longer PDP now. It's the governor of River State. So whatever you're doing with him, you are doing with River people. Whatever you are doing to him, you are doing it to River people. And so the issue of party affair, this is as past that party level. If it's party affair, they would have done it inside. Now that it has come open that the former governor was trying to remove the incumbent governor, then it becomes a state affair. It becomes everybody affair. So people are not in. When people want to know, what is the matter?
Now, many people question this. Sorry to interrupt. Many people question that and say, well, the former governor did not outrightly say in any way that he wants to remove the current governor. What could have even been a reason? Because the governor himself said, if you're impeaching me, I'm not against you wanting to impeach me, but I need to know what I did and why you are impeaching me. So that puts us now in a dilemma, because we cannot establish whether the FCT minister was instrumental to this, and if he was there any tangible reason to it?
Of course. The minister was threatening, has been threatening the governor, that if you don't do what I have to do, I will remove you. And for him to do that, he caged the governor. Out of 16 commissioners, the governor was only allowed to bring one. The former governor brought 15 of the commissioners. Out of the special advisors they appointed, the governor had none. All were provided by the former governor. The chief of staff, so the government house, is supposed to be the personal friend of the governor, but the former governor gave him the chief of staff. The CSO, the former governor gave it to him. All the key officers around him were provided by the former governor. So as to cage him, he became helpless. And that is not even the issue. The boy did not bother. So far as the boy was concerned, he's doing the job. But he don't want him to do the job.
How so?
Yes, they want to do the job because the Tanzania Generator Revenue, you decide what happens to it. It's not the governor. The federation account that comes back, you also decide on it.
Was this something that you came in to know of after your meeting with the governor, or how did you arrive at that this particular conclusion?
This has been on. At the point the governor said, let me resign. The so-called elders that came to him prevailed on him not to resign. That they will sort this thing out. Did not stop there. Some of the appointees were even insulting him personally. That if you take rubbish, we'll remove you. After all, who are you? We brought you here. We planted you here. So we must do our wish or we'll remove you. But that is not even the issue. The governor has the proper power to say, let me have my own idea, my own initiative. He does not have any power to think. The governor cannot travel out of the state without the permission of the former governor. The governor cannot approve anything without the permission of the former governor.
There were rumors, if you can confirm for us, that rumors, and some people gave me these rumors. I'm trying to verify, if you can for us, that it even as much as there was a time where the wife of the governor could not use the government private jet, the first lady could not use the jet, and then it was solely controlled by the minister. Is that something that perhaps you've also heard?
Well, it's not only the wife. When her husband, the governor, is not allowed to use the jet. The jet has been used by the former governor. The governor cannot use that jet. Up to
last. As a governor?
Yes. He was not even permitted to travel.
Was this something he said? Because now the question many people hearing this and having this conversation would know that, yes, this is coming from an elder statesman, so it carries a lot of weight when you say these things. But then they would want to also know how you came about this sort of information.
I said it got to a point when the governor was to resign. When somebody, the governor said, I want to resign, it's not just a small matter. The governor was really insulted. Anytime he was treated like houseboy, they don't see him as anybody. And so he got to the point where he said he was going to resign and to prevail on him not to resign. This was a few weeks from now. And you are a governor, you cannot even award contract. You cannot even approve, except somebody approved for you. Before he came in, this ring road project has been concluded. So he just came in, the money was not available yet, and they gave it to him to just sign, and they released the money. You're coming in, they give you a project of $200 billion. Would that allow you to assess your own program and see how best you can handle things? That was gone.
Was the Songhai Farm something that was also done by the governor? Some people think that could be a foundation for the issue. Some people even think that the coming elections for local government councils is also part of the problem.
You see, there are a lot of things. I told you cannot do anything without approval. And if you dare do anything, they will rain awards or business on him. If you dare do anything without the permission of the former governor, it will rain a business on him. In the presence of everybody, not secretly, not privately. Right? Mm. And when these things happen continuously, you, as a man, you say, what am I doing here? The boy did not want to fight him. All he could do was say, okay, these things cannot be like that. Give me space. Let me have space to run the government. Oh, you don't have a government? You don't have a government? You want to run the government? Eh? Is that why you came? Is that how you came? What kind of stuff has been going on? And suddenly, you plotted your coup to impeach him. They would have done this long time, but for this majority leader who refused to agree with them, was used to pass the motion, used to raise the motion, and he refused. And because of that, they said they have to remove him. They
plot. That's the majority leader?
Yes, who is now the speaker.
Mm.
They plot to remove him. And that fateful morning, they did. Now, the bombing of, one cannot see what brought the bombing of the assembly. Somebody can orchestrate it to divert attention. Somebody can orchestrate it to use it as an allegation. Mm. There are a lot of issues in this politics. And we know the kind of politics that has been played in this thing. And the man who has the capacity to do this kind of thing is a former governor. And we can see, despite the water, despite the shutdown, nobody died. It was peaceful. But if it was a former governor, it would have been a bloodbath in the state. So the boy was not ready to fight, but as a karma. Karma is taking its course. And some of us have once or twice asked the former governor to allow this boy to run his government. Should let him be.
Has there been meetings between yourself and the former governor on this particular issue?
No. But I've been in the
or
media.
Or other leaders?
No, I've been in the media. I've been in the television, the radio. Advising the former governor to leave this boy alone. Let him run the government. We cannot say everything we know, everything we hear. But when it comes to a point when we said, leave the boy to run, some people are running their mouth. Some people are running their mouth because they don't understand the dynamics. Mm.
All right, Chief, we'll just take a breather. We'll get to the PFN chairman in Rivers State in a matter of moments. We have a short commercial for about 3 minutes. When we return, whether the church is concerned about the development in the state, we'll find out from the PFN chairman after this commercial. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, the conversation continues on the Morning Crossfire. Well, If you've been following, you would have been hearing certain very interesting opinions shared here by High Chief Anabs Sarah Igbe, former spokesperson of PANDEF and the leader of the Jaw Nation in Niger Delta, and an elder statesman. I could go on and on qualifying him. And we also have Minaibi Dagogo Jack, who is the chairman of the PFN in Rivers State. Before we come back to High Chief, we would hear from Mr. Minaibi and hear the position of the church and what has just happened and what is happening in the state. Some people have said that the instability politically would affect governance, is affecting governance. How far? If you had followed the conversation from the beginning, if you haven't, I beg you to, you can go on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH. That is the handle on Facebook. So go there and join in on the conversation. And we're streaming live. We're also streaming on X, Nigeria Info PH. So you can participate in either of those platforms. If you have questions you want to ask, it's very simple. Use the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. It's going to be really interesting. We'll try and see how we can accommodate the calls. But on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. We also have a question on Facebook for you. After the political crisis, do you think that members of the Assembly and the Executive can still work together effectively for the good of Rivers people? That is the question we're asking you, and give us your response to it. Let's quickly get on to the PFN chairman. Mr. Minaibi, you've heard what High Chief Anabs had to say, and he has said there's still more to talk about. But before we come back to him, you saw and you experienced what happened in the state a couple of days back and the resultant impact of that. Is the church concerned? Is the Pentecostal church concerned? And where is the position of the PFN and the religious leaders on this?
Well, before I speak, I want to ask if Ifeyemi has forgotten that I'm a reverend, not Mr. Minaibi.
Oh, reverend. I beg your pardon.
I'm not
reverend,
I'm a reverend.
Please, pardon me.
Having said that, I was quite worried when I got information this morning that High Chief will be in this program with me. I said, Jesus Christ, High Chief with his firebrand mannerism of talking. I said, can I withstand it? Well, thank God I'm here, and I've heard quite a lot of information from him. You will permit me to speak from two disciplines. As a leader of Christ, as the leader of the body of Christ in River State, and also a former leader of opposition political parties in River State and in the South. You see, my brother, what is happening today is quite unthinkable. And the very moment I got wind of this information, I said, immediately I put it on our platform, I put it on the social platform, and on PFN messages, that all Pentecostal pastors should please take it easy and continue to pray. I know that God is about to do a new thing in River State. So we should continue to pray and tame our tongues, tame our reactions, tame our mannerism. The reason being that peace is not negotiable. We need peace at every point in time. Otherwise, the expected development will not get to us. So, what is really the problem? Anything that affects governance, anything that affects River State, certainly will affect the church, because most of them are the church members. Most of them are our members. If it affects the market women, it affects us. If it affects the politicians, it affects us. But very unfortunately, what I see is that politicians of this day have forgotten the God factor in politics. We see that they don't have the fear of God in them anymore. Otherwise, why would you wish to impeach a sitting governor? Let me make this clear, that there are no two governors in River State, just one governor. And the Constitution provides steps on how a governor could be impeached. And I think that should be in section 188 or so. How a governor could be impeached? You have to have a notice first to serve him, and that notice has to be signed by one third. And then after that, there is time also for you to get to the chief judge, and then the chief judge will set up a panel, and then the governor will have the right to answer questions to the panel, and the panel must be made up of about 7 persons without any political attachment and all that. These are procedures and processes. I woke up one in the morning and got to know that a governor is being impeached. I think this is not in line with the procedure of the Constitution, and I stand as a leader of the body of Christ to condemn it based on the fact that it is not in line with the provision of the Constitution. Secondly, the House of Assembly members, the honorable members of the House, we are elected by the people to represent the people there at the House. And so it would be unfortunate for the people who elected you to know, not to know, the reasons for which a governor should be impeached. I think this is not practicable. This is not practicable. And it's unruly in my own thinking. And so I think that the people who voted both the assembly members and people who voted the governor must be told the offense of the governor. And then normal procedures must be followed. It's quite shameful at this level of civilization for us to be thinking in this light that a governor could be impeached and then people will just bring up papers here and there. I think it's condemnable and it's affecting the church in the negative light.
Has there been efforts to by leaders from the Christian community and the Pentecostal churches to perhaps have a meeting with the former governor and the governor of Rivers State or other leaders who perhaps are involved in all of this to ascertain what the problem is and perhaps try to mend fences and ensure peace?
Yes. Efforts, I have made calls to both of them. Of course, I say both because the former governor, who is now the FCC minister, I made a call through him. He didn't go. I also made a call through the governor, the present governor. It rang. He didn't pick his call. And so we are struggling also to ensure that we meet with two of them to know what is going on and then to see how. But in essence, I said, peace is not negotiable. But I must say this, that this peace that will come must be such that we must identify the viruses. If there's a patient that goes to the teaching hospital, the first thing the doctors will look for is a causative organism. If the causative organism is not attended to, the sickness will still resurface, no matter how you treat it. And so we will sit down as leaders of the church. In fact, I'm thinking of even calling other leaders from other denominations to see what we can do. I'm speaking for the Pentecostals for now, not for any other denomination. But I think that we need to dialogue. Like I said, politicians have lost that spirit of fear of God in them.
No, they go to churches, don't they?
They go to churches. It's only when they want to use the church, they come to church. It's only when they want to use the men of God, they use the men of God for their own press conferences and all that.
Then the men of God shouldn't go to those things.
No, that's the way you think, because the church, in the great house, there are vessels of honor and dishonor. That's what you think. The people are there in the church. All manner of people are there. And that's why we keep pushing the word of God, and the people keep changing gradually. It's a gradual process. And we cannot throw away one man because he's a politician or because he's doing wrong. All we need is to dialogue with them. But it's important to mention this clearly, that it is condemnable and not fair on a sitting governor for just 5 months to impeach him without anything, without following due process. The due process is known to every one of us in the Constitution. Follow due process and tell us what is wrong, and then we can see how God will do. But I think that now peace is needed.
All right, well said. High Chief, let's come back to you. The question I was asking the listener, I'll pose to you. Meetings, the president got involved. And from what we see in the headlines and the statement that came in from the Bauchi State governor who led the PDP governors at the meeting, that said, well, there's peace. They've both, had the conversations and agreed and everybody's fine. Going forward, you think that this problem is solved?
Well, from experience, political experience, when it does a crack like this, and you look at the circumstances leading to the crack, it becomes difficult for you to say you have solved the problem. First, there was a mutiny against the governor and the state. from the same family he trusted so much. And so if somebody, even your own child, if you flog him for not doing anything, then it's a problem. The stone will shout, will cry, and will hate you for flogging him. Two, when there is a crack like this, and they want to make peace, this is how they can make peace. The governor must take charge of his government and still relate with the others. That's where they can make peace. But if the governor believes, oh, there's peace, and he goes to sleep, before you will know one day, they'll cut off his head. That's a fact. So, my advice, peace is very important. Everybody needs peace. But you must guard yourself. Whatever decision they take, the governor must know that the time has come for him to take over his government. Anything short of that will be dangerously boomeranging on him. He should be able to know who and who he's working with. If I have my way, I will ask him to dissolve the Federal Executive Council, I mean the State Executive Council, because he has only one member. The other 15 members are taking instruction from somebody. And they see that person as their master, not you, the governor. And they cannot work it out.
Well, in your meeting with the governor, what suggestions, what exactly did you say? And from your observations, did you exactly pinpoint why we saw what we saw?
Well, I have said what I would say. I advise the governor to protect his government. I asked him to ensure that he works with only those who are loyal to him. In politics, 95.5 loyalty is not loyalty, which means you have 0.5 chances of betrayal. And when people you trust betrays you, it's more painful. In the circumstance, the man fighting him, we all know him. If you give him the room, it will be more deadly. Because things will not go the way it will go naturally. You can't expect the governor to now come and meet you and take instruction from you on how he will run the state or how he will spend the state resources. So since you cannot get that, there will be a possibility of fighting. There are other persons in the government and the party who will also be aggrieved because they thought they had the opportunity and they have been knocked off. First of all, when you dissolve, you're not saying everybody should go. Amongst them, you pick people that you know you can work with. So you don't offend so many people. Even including the local government chairman. You dissolve the local government chairman. Maybe the House of Assembly will dissolve the local government chairman. And you can set up a caretaker committee or people you can trust.
Well, that was something that was said to have been done while this was ongoing. And then we got a message from the Commissioner for Information saying, no, any of those things did not happen.
For temporarily, for peace to reign, you can suspend everything temporarily. But I personally am still emphasizing, I don't know what people feels, but if he wants to survive, if the governor wants to survive, he will definitely drop some of these people there. You cannot say, governor, because of peace, allow the chief of staff to stay. You see, you have a house and you are saying your enemy should guide your house. It'll take you over one day.
In other words, even with the intervention of the president, there's no way we're going to have this set of politicians and government officials work cohesively going forward for the interest of Rivers people.
Of course, it's very clear that because their master was exposed, or because they are not getting what they get, or because the arrogance in them would no longer be there, you don't expect them to keep quiet. They will frustrate the man, and they can even do things that you don't expect. They will set all kinds of traps for the man. You can see the way the House of Assembly by overnight, the way they went. So he needs to need to take control as a governor. The Constitution gives him power to run a state. The Constitution did not say he should take advice from somebody to run a state. Everything that happens, good or bad, is on the side. If you appoint advisors, whatever they do is on their head. The law did not know all those appointees. They know that you are the actor. You have the right to take advice or not to take advice. You have the right to take a decision. Okay. So you must take a decision on how he wants to run the state.
All right.
And he will not just look at it as sentiment. There is no sentiment in politics. Power to game, power metrics, you must be decisive. In power metrics, you must be decisive. Otherwise, they can cut you short.
Mm.
Because what happened here that day,
yes,
if those gun or those bullet, one touches him, that is the end of the same. The next thing, another person takes over. So the threats are too many. He should learn from it.
Mm.
He should guide check himself.
All right.
Definitely for now, it will think everything is okay, but this can never be okay.
All right, High Chief. Reverend, you wanted to add something?
Yes, what I wanted to slightly differ from High Chief's submission is that the governor, in the process of peace, you don't need to take over all the offices. You, no matter what happened, but your basic offices, that particularly your security and all that, should be taken, yes. But somebody assisted in helping you. There are also other stakeholders in the state. When you spread these appointments, it will mean peace for the state, but not for you alone to just say because of what has happened. Yes, because of what has happened, you need to take more caution, particularly when you're talking about your personal security and the safety of your government. Yes, you look at those specific offices and ensure that you handle those ones, but there are people that assisted you to become governor. I think that in the interest of peace, those persons need to be considered.
All right. We'll also come to the activities of the police if we have the time, because yes, some have also questioned the yes role, how the police acted, especially when this is a governor. So where was the order coming from and who were they reporting to? But first, let's just see if we can take a few calls. We don't have a lot of time and there's still plenty to talk about. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. Remember, the moment you get on, go direct to your point or the contribution you want to make. If you have a question, then it should be directly ask the question. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. This one says, may God help Fubara and let the former governor know that man can never be God. Morning, Andrew. It is evident that so-called members of the assembly, His Excellency Fubara, reason being that the current governor desires to push for positive policies that would impact on the citizens, which invariably be at variance with the pledge and process that perhaps brought him into office. This one is from Adolfo's Jack. It's really lengthy, so I can't take all of this. This message says, see, if Rivers State doesn't use this opportunity, I will have a name for this state because I have been so much disappointed due to the characters of people here not going for what is right. This is God in Rivers State now. Amy, send that one in. Ken from Obimini, please make it very short and just go straight to your point. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, straight to the point.
You see, there was an initial question he asked the High Chief there in your studio about having an encounter to discuss with the former governor. And he said no, that he was going through the television and the radio and so on. I want to ask him, based on what he was or he is fighting, and what emanated from this crisis in the government house, didn't he see it as inciting what I can call unacceptable scenario? Because as an elder statesman, I would have liked him to follow the step of the reverend there in the studio, who said that the governor, no matter what happened, should not try to do everything at a time, but gradually, by letting him know that there is what made him to what he is.
All right, Ken,
so
your point has been made.
I would let us to know that what happened in the government house is condemnable.
Thank you, Ken. Let's go to Litambari in Bori. Okay, we lost the call from Litambari. Abinoye is on the line, and Abinoye will be coming to you shortly. I just want to see this message. It says, where was your guest when the former governor was moving to and fro campaigning for the emergence of SIM? breaking protocols from primary election to gubernatorial election. This is pure hatred and jealousy against the former governor. Ask your guest, why didn't they support the emergence of SIM? Great Sylvester sent that one in. Abinoye, good morning. Let's hear from you.
Yes, good morning, Ifeyemi Andrew.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I also want to greet your guest. Well, it's difficult to repent over a sin that you are about to commit. And I think that Wike wants to commit something, because he said when he broke his silence that the right thing must be done. And I know that from his antecedent, he's somebody that will not give up. Well, sorry to say that Wike was a bad boy that became a bad man because of what he's been doing. Now, he said that he brought him single-handedly. Did you bring him as a stooge or as a page? That this man does not have a say and he stifled the whole government. And you expect that you'll be in Abuja and in Port Harcourt. In fact,
all right, Abinoye.
This is this problem.
Abinoye, apologies, but then we have to interrupt because we're already running out of time. We have less than 3 minutes. I'll start with High Chief, your response. Some people have said, well, you weren't there when the former governor was fighting and doing all he was doing. What would be your response just in a few?
Well, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. You train a child, it's a child. And as soon as you finish training him, it becomes a public child. You cannot beat your child or kill your child because it's a child. The government or the public will react. Whatever Wike has done, nobody is quarreling about it. Nobody say no, he did. But you cannot say the man you think is the best, you brought him to River State, and in 5 months you want to impeach him. And they expect River State to come and clap out for you. Wike is my friend, no doubt. I have been calling him when I had this situation. He refused to pick phone. I called him, he was not picking phone. Well, I don't bother, but the fact remains that there's a problem now against River State. I said, what happened that day was a blessing of God.
All right, Hi,
God,
Chief.
God just wants to prove himself that he's God, that man is not God.
All right, Hi, Chief, thank you. Let's quickly hear from the Reverend PFN Chairman. Reverend Minabai, please, in less than 2 minutes.
Minabai, not Minabai.
Oh, I keep going. Minabai.
Okay, I think okay, the God factor in politics and governance must be thoroughly respected. If you don't have the fear of God, you can't lead the people well. And governance is all about the people, not one particular person. We should have this understanding. And then also, I need the Rivers people that are mostly Christians to engage in seeking the face of God. Elders should behave like elders. If the PDP elders had acted in time, these things wouldn't have happened. So I think that the Bible says in Proverbs 11:14, that in the midst of counselors, there is safety. In the midst of elders, there is safety. Or in the absence of elders, there is trouble. So people, elders should behave like elders, and people should continue to pray. God is about to do a new thing in River State, and I am sure we shall see that thing very soon.
All right, thank you very much, Reverend Minaibi Dagogo Jack, PFN Chairman, River State. Hi, Chief Anabs Saraigbe, once again, thank you for making our time to be with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. You heard it. If you didn't follow the whole conversation, go on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH and you can watch it again and drop your reactions. Once again, thank you. Good morning.